I was in a great deal of spiritual and emotional pain. It was the early 90s. I was endeavoring to be a chaplain in the medical center in Houston. I was leaving the faith of my youth, my heritage, distancing myself from my family and my friends and my school and all that I had known. And on top of it, I had just broken up with a woman I was dating. It was all I could do to summon up any kind of strength to go minister to another. In many days, I just went through the motions. Somehow digging deep down within myself to offer even a sliver of myself, a sliver of presence. I went into my office in absolute despair. I really didn't know if I could go on. And I heard a voice. Chuck, you are more than this. And the voice spoke again emphatically. Chuck, you are more than this. Now, as ministers, our task is relational with our family, with our congregants, with our community. But yet there is a relationship even more primary than those earthly connections. One of the sacred stories that calls most deeply to me and I go back to often in the gospel is where the prophet Jesus was there in his place one night, and there came a religious professional in the deep of the night, in the dark of the night, and he said, "Hey, You got something special there, buddy. We notice you're doing a lot of great things out in the community and the world. And you know what? You seem like you're powered differently than the rest of us. What's your secret?" And he said, "Well, you have to be born from above." And the guy seemed confused. He goes, "You call yourself a religious person, you don't even understand that? Don't you know that flesh is born of flesh and spirit is born of spirit? If you're going to have the power within yourself to do the kind of work that is needed in this world, you must be born from above." And he told this beautiful thing. I know he must have known about West Texas. He said, "The wind blows wherever it pleases, and whenever it pleases, you hear its sound, but you don't know where it comes from, and you don't know where it's going." At the end of the day, Emily, we're not people of the flesh. We're invested in our relationships and our human connections. But our calling is that we are in the world, but we are not of the world. We are people called by the Spirit. And so may this wonderful West Texas Spirit-driven wind, dust driven wind, blue norther driven wind, saturate your soul in your ministry now and until the day, the last breath leaves from your body. Amen.